School is in session. Well, it is for me anyway. I know you may not be on a higher education journey, but you are planning for or are in the midst of a shift in how you plan and spend your time. I know this because you are an Organize 365 podcast listener. Collectively, we are all lifelong learners, pursuing the best version of ourselves and putting into action the complete organization cycle. Over the next 4 years, I will share week by week what I am continually decluttering to free up my time and space, how I am organizing my days, my responsibilities, and my work, both seen and unseen, as I take captive every minute at my discretion to increase my capacity and productivity in pursuit of a PhD in psychology so that I can have a seat at the academic table in the discussion of how we use our homes and complete our housework and home organization tasks. Oh, there's the school bell. Let's see what I learned this week. Well, we're nearing the end of my first trimester, and I have really enjoyed recording these podcasts, but I am not going to continue on after this trimester. First, because I think that how much more can I possibly say? I've really covered what it would take in order to make this transition, and that's pretty logical. I mean, I find myself liking to verbally process and teach something as I am going through a transition or as I've made a transition. But then once you're in the thick of things, you don't really need to talk about it. You just need to do the work. So I am now a PhD student. Like in my brain, in my actions, in my planning, this is now part of my identity for the next 4 years. So I'm not going to need to talk about it as much because now I've solved most of the, not problems, but most of the new things I need to put in my schedule in order to be successful in this endeavor. So this is the third to the last podcast that you'll be hearing in this series. This one I'm going to be talking to you about all the planning that I have now put into place and will continue on as I go through this four-year journey. Next week, I'm going to talk to you about what I'm going to do at home during my trimester break. And then the week after that, I am going to talk to you about how I'm planning the next school year. So in this podcast, I'm talking to you about planning, just in general, how I've survived this first trimester. And I think that I have spent an exorbitant amount of time thinking and planning for a four-year transition. And I think that how I do that is a little bit different than most. And even myself, I found myself trying to process through this first trimester. And as I got towards the end, I really started to look at the whole four-year journey. And I am a whole-to-part learner. I've said this before. I don't think there are as many whole-to-part learners as there are part-to-whole learners or visionaries as there are integrators and implementers. And so I need to know what is this going to look like 4 years from now in order to understand what I'm doing today. It's just how I am wired. So in this last couple of weeks, I've done a couple of things that I don't think anybody else in my PhD journey is doing, but they're very essential for me to be successful in my PhD journey. And it may just be interesting for you, if you're not a whole depart learner, to see how someone like me would process this. So as I've mentioned before, I'm not actually in my PhD journey yet. I am in a post-baccalaureate program, preparing me to be a better PhD candidate. I plan on applying to a PhD school at the end of the summer and starting in January of 2024. So one of the things that occurred to me is that I should know what a four is. So a four is where you give your dissertation to other people, and that's the last step before you actually become a doctor. And as soon as I started at Fielding Graduate University, I started receiving in my email invitations to attend these fours for dissertation candidates. And I was like, well, that's interesting. And what I liked was so many of them are coming through, like Fielding is graduating a lot of doctors. And I was like, well, that's good. That's good news right there. And then an invitation came through for the dean of the school that I'm in. And I was like, oh, Well, I mean, they invited me. If they invited me, I can go, right? And it's on Zoom. I mean, it was on a Saturday at 2 o'clock. I was like, well, Saturday from 11 to 4 is when I do PhD work anyway. So it's during my school hours and my dean is doing it and I'll go. So I went. It was myself, the candidate, the dean of the school, one of the faculty that was on her dissertation committee, and then two friends. So there were only six of us there. And it was an hour long and it was really great. And man, she did a great job. I mean, she turned it into a story and it was really cool how she did it. And I was like, ooh, you can have some creativity in your presentation. I thought it was more like a lecture. So that was interesting. I was like, ooh, I plan on going to more of these just to kind of see like what is possible and what it looks like and what I like. Because now I'm already thinking about how I will present my research and my dissertation 3.5 years from now. So that was great. The other thing that I have been doing recently that I did not think I would do, and I'm really glad I did, is that at Fielding, you can get a PhD in general psychology, in media psychology, in human development, and then clinical psychology. I'm not applying for clinical psychology. And so general psychology is what I plan on applying for. So I attended the information session for general psychology again. Now, I attended that webinar twice before I applied. I attended it after I got rejected and when I got accepted into the post-baccalaureate program, and I attended it again. And you might say, has the information changed? And the answer is no. No, it has not changed. It's the exact same information every single time. And I have the recording, and I can keep watching the recording, and you better bet I've watched the recording too. And you might say, why in the world are you doing that? I don't know. I think this is part of my process of putting myself into that school. Like, so the first time I listened to the recording, it was all new information. The second time I listened to attended the live webinar, I was getting ready to apply. The third time I listened to the live webinar, I had been accepted into the post-baccalaureate program. This time when I listened to the webinar, I plan on applying again, but now I know a lot of the people at Fielding and I'm actually already taking some of the classes that are inside of the PhD program. And so each time I attend this webinar, a couple of things happens. One, I am inserting myself into this Fielding Graduate University story and identifying as a candidate inside of the school, not just someone seeking information. Second, I mean, it's a live webinar, people. So, and there aren't a lot of people in the webinar. Like, you see all of the people on screen, and most do not have their camera on, and I always have my camera on. So whoever is doing the presenting sees that I am attending, which I'm sure is going to help me when I apply because they're going to know who that is. Oh, yeah, we've seen her in the webinar. Oh, yeah, she sent us a thank you note. Oh, yeah, she, you know, like, we know this name. When this name comes through in an application again, we have an idea of who this person is and how active she has been as a post-baccalaureate student, which is indicative of how active she will be as a PhD candidate. And schools like to have people who are active. So that's good. So then I started looking at, you get a concentration when you get your PhD, a general PhD, you have some elective classes. And I'm looking at the elective classes now that are available because I know I'm going to take the prerequisites. What do I want to get my electives in? There are a few neuro classes I could take that interest me. There are a few media psychology classes that I could take that interest me. Also, a little out of the box thinking, I could extend an extra semester and take some extra elective classes and get a double concentration. That's something that I did when I was in undergraduate. I love to do things like that. So then I started thinking, well, there's a whole degree in media psychology. What is that? And there's a whole degree in human development. What is that? And how are those different than a general PhD? Because I'm not getting a PhD in order to be a clinician, in order to see patients. I'm getting a PhD in order to do research on the invisible work that's been done at home, on how we can put supports at home that would be similar to what we have in school and work, how we can support individuals at home, especially if they need executive function support, how we learn, How do we learn something? And how do we learn the skill of organizing at home when you don't have the structure of a school or a work? And so I went and I attended the information sessions for media psychology and human development. And I was fascinated with human development, which is not a degree in psychology, but it is a PhD. So now I plan on meeting with the director of that school and finding out what the differences are. Because while I want to have a PhD in psychology, that's what I was working towards, and I'm really interested in that school and I really like the faculty there, I'm thinking maybe, since I am going to be working in the home, maybe human development, which is the study of how we learn things and how humans grow and develop, maybe that's a better fit for the research that I want to do and the impact that I want Organize 365 to have in the world. So this podcast is really just a reminder that once you make a decision, it's not set in stone. Like, especially as an adult, once you make a decision, you can re-decide. You can modify. You can make changes. You can make iterations. The key is that you keep moving forward towards the end goal. My end goal has not changed one iota. I want to produce research. I want to do a lot of research on what is happening at home, how to make the invisible work visible, how to have a more constructive and positive and inclusive conversation about the work that's done at home, the fact that there is work at home so we can stop worrying about who's doing the work. And I don't want to have a contentious conversation. I want to have an informed and positive and motivational conversation about, hey, there's work at home. Here's what it is. Here's what you can eliminate. Here's how we could share the load. And here's how we can move beyond playing checkers into playing chess. Like, here's how we can really grow and thrive at home and be excited about what is next and what is possible. So as I go forward, I'm going to continue to reevaluate and plan my PhD experience. Here's the other thing. This doesn't have to be a one and done. I could get a degree, a PhD in psychology, and then add on a degree in human development, or vice versa. And there is a lot of overlap. And if I start to look at that now, and I take all of my electives in human development, and I end up with a PhD in psychology, I may only have to go a few more semesters in order to add on a PhD in human development, and I just do a second dissertation. Or maybe once you have a PhD, you don't do a second dissertation. I don't even know. But do you see what I'm saying? Like, it's not like this is my one shot. Like, I am a person who is always a lifelong learner, and right now I'm going after a PhD so I could do research on my own. But once I get that PhD, I can continue to take more classes. I could continue to add more concentrations. And all of it is for continuing to plan. Planning for me is the key to not slip back into a reactive life, but to continually be looking at how am I using my days, my weeks, my months, my trimesters, and the next 4 years for the most impact possible for myself personally, for my company, for the people that I am doing the research for how it's going to impact how Americans use their home. All of those things are what I am constantly evaluating the efforts and the monies that I am putting into who I am going to be 4 years from now. All right, next week, I'm going to talk to you about what I'm going to do during my 2-week break.